Welcome to the Words of Life with God's servant, Pastor Obed Joy Obin. Get set for a life-transforming word right from the ovens of heaven.
Raise your voice and give him praise. Raise your voice and worship him. Raise your voice and magnify him. Raise your voice and love on him. Come on, love on him. Come on, love on him. Come on, love on him. Worship him. Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Tonight we love on you. We love on you. We love on you, Lord. All glory and honor belongs to you, Jesus. Magnify the Lord. Somebody love the Lord now. Somebody give him praise in the evening sacrifice. Exalt him. Jesus is here. His presence is here. The Holy Spirit 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 is here. Come on, raise your voice. Acknowledge his presence right there. Hey, Shandorobo Sarabadas. He's here. He's here. He's here. He's here. He's here. Come on, raise your voice. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Jesus, we exalt thee. This is your moment. This is your time. Holy Spirit, come magnify Jesus in this meeting. Hey. Come on, give him praise. He's here. Come on. Oh. Hey. Oh. Oh. Oh, 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 oh. Come on, La Valadio Sandaraba, Ravalia Daribadus, Rabanu, oh, ah. Oh, oh, somebody linger in the spirit. Linger in the spirit. God is opening somebody's eye right now. Come on. Ra da 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 bo shanda rabada. Oh. Raise your hands before the Lord. There are people here that I see packages of parcels being handed over to us. I hear in my spirit the Lord saying that which you are desiring for, I, the Lord, have already granted it. I have made good that which you so desire. God says that even the things that you have not yet asked, I, the Lord, have delivered it already. As if you are receiving something, just make your hand like this. Whatever you stand in need of, the Bible talks about the evening sacrifice. In the evening time, God visited Adam and Eve and have fellowship with them. There is a visitation of the Lord right now. By His Spirit, God is visiting somebody. His presence is coming on you. The Holy Spirit is saturating your heart. Right now, in the name of Jesus, may you never live here without that parcel, without that gift, without that desire. May you never live here without that dream, the fulfillment of that goal. Even right now, on the second night, may God begin to meet you right there at the point of your knees. Whatever you so desire, the level at which you want to get to, I see God taking you there now. There is a presence here in our midst, a strong presence of the presence of God. Spirit divine, fill our heart tonight. Fill our heart tonight. Fill our heart tonight. Meet us right there at the point of our need. In Jesus' name, somebody is blessed. Amen. Come on, you can put
put those hands together for Jesus. Or do it better if you are clapping for Jesus. Look to somebody and say, neighbor, you are at the right place and at the right time. In the right church. Seven, the only right God. And you know that is right. Jesus is all that you need to have all your needs met. And tonight, Jesus will not disappoint you. Amen. I want you to take your seat in the presence of our Lord. Hosea chapter number 6, verse number 2 says that after two days he will revive us. Expect the revival in your spirit. Expect the revival in every area of your life. Whatever seems to be dying or sleeping, let there be a revival in Jesus' name. Let there be a revival in your prayer life. Let there be a revival in your spirit, in your soul, in the name of Jesus. Someone is blessed today. Hallelujah. In Isaiah chapter number 40, verse number 29, we must understand that on the altar of fasting and prayer, God releases his power. The Bible says that he giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no mind, he increases their strength. The Bible continued to say that even the youth shall faint, and the young man shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. So, in a fasting and prayer, God causes us to receive power. God makes his power available to his children. And in this season, if you are not getting anything out of this fast, may you never miss the power of God. If you are not getting anything to show for this 40 days, may you not miss his power in your life. What a blessing. We must understand, because you started quoting Romans chapter 8, verse number 28 through to 30. The Bible says that, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. Before glorification, before justification, before you were called, the Bible says that you were predestinated. Predestination is what God has programmed for every child of God. Every child of God, your destiny is predetermined. It was said of Jeremiah in Jeremiah chapter 1, verse number 5, that before you were formed in your mother's womb, I knew thee. And I have ordained you as a prophet. So I want us to understand that as a child of God, your destiny is predetermined. Our destiny this year, I believe with all my heart, because God has spoken, is for you to be a burning and a shining light. As a church, as individual, there is a predestination, a predetermined destiny of God for your life this year 2021. And that becomes the blueprint and the will and the purpose of God for your life and destiny. There is a need for us to know that which God has predetermined for us this year. It is our responsibility to know what He wants to do in our life. And as a church, He says that we will burn and shine as light. Our place is not to be on the ground or to be hidden, but our place to be on top, where the eagles fly. Somebody's blessed. But you and I must understand that when the predetermined destiny is known, to fulfill it, one of the things that is required is power. For every predestination to be fulfilled, predetermined destiny of a man to be fulfilled, you need power. You need power. He says, He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, He increases their strength. It takes power to be able to fulfill every predetermined destiny. Your life will not amount to anything until you are empowered to see its fulfillment. And one of the platforms on which power is released so that the predetermined destiny of our life to be fulfilled is on the platform of fastings and prayer. What a blessing. And tonight, God, and throughout this season, is going to empower you so that whatever you need will be fulfilled. In the name of Jesus Christ, somebody is blessed. Power is one of the things that we receive on the altar of prayer. We have examples in scripture where Jesus himself, the Bible says that after he has been driven by the Spirit into the wilderness to fast for 40 days and 40 nights, on his return, in Luke chapter 4, verse number 14, the Bible said that he was full of power of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. I pray, before anything can be done this year, may you receive the requisite power for it. In Jesus' name, somebody is blessed. Now, why do we need this power? This is very important. Why do we need this power? We need this power so that things will work for us this year. We need this power for things to work for you as an individual and for things to work for us as a church. Where there is no power, there is nothing done, or nothing works. Where there is no power, nothing works. As a matter of fact, you can define power to be the ability to do things. Ability to get things done, or ability to work, is power. So where there is no power, nothing gets done, and nothing is fulfilled. So in your life, before you can see things done, you need this power to be able to see many things happening. When you lack power, you lack the happenings of things. In this church, if we don't have power, we will not see a lot of things happening. We will not see a lot of miracles. We will not see a lot of mighty move of God. Why? Because power is lacked. In the same way, in your life as an individual, if you are not empowered, you will not be able to receive anything. Even though God has spoken that it is your burning and shining year as light, but without power, that cannot be fulfilled. That cannot be possible. That is why you and I need power. Praise God. And tonight, that power is beginning to hit you now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, what a blessing. I told you the example of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. For many years, Jesus lived for 30 years and nobody knew him. Nobody has heard of him. We are talking about God on earth. But for 30 years, nobody knew him. And nobody wanted to have anything to do with him. 30 years, his ministry was like nothing was happening. Until he was driven to the wilderness to fast for 40 days and 40 nights. And the Bible says, he returned full of the power of the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Praise God. And verse number 15. The Bible says, and the fame of him spread abroad. And the 15 say that, and he taught in their synagogues, being glorified of all. The fame, when power was received, Jesus didn't need to struggle anymore. The Bible says that the fame of him spread abroad. And he began to teach in their synagogue. And the Bible says he was glorified of them all. When power is released, your glory will be inevitable. When power is released, your burning and your shining can never be stopped. When power is made available, whatever God has said concerning your life this year can never be thwarted. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no mind, he increases their strength. I pray that in this season, may the Lord increase your strength. In Luke chapter 24, verse 49, the disciples could not go to work. They cannot work because power had not been released yet. So Jesus told them that before you can have anything done, before you can work, tarry in Jerusalem until ye are endued with power from on high. The Bible says, and behold, I send the promise of the Father upon you, but tarry in the city of Jerusalem until ye are endued with what? With power from on high. Jesus has worked with them for many years. But he says that now, before you can make things happen, this year, you are determined to make things happen. No matter what happens, let there be things to show as the proof of the power of God at work in your life. Your amen is weak for me. He said, tarry, wait, until you are endued with power. It takes power to make things happen. This year, I don't know what you want to see happening, but by the power of the Holy Ghost, may you see that happening in Jesus' name. And we saw the end effect. The disciples everywhere, after the Holy Ghost had come upon, they did the work. And things, miracles, signs and wonders started happening. I pray in the name of Jesus, may we see same in your life in Jesus' name this year. The power of God be released over your destiny in Jesus' name. Somebody is blessed. Hallelujah. So, power is what we need on this altar to make things what? Happen this year. Make things happen this year. And I want you to know that anybody is qualified for this power. Anybody. You don't have to be short or tall. You don't have to have the qualification. All you need is to wait on God. He said that for they that wait on God shall renew their strength. Power is available tonight in Jesus' name. Now, to fast track, how do I position myself in prayers and fasting to receive this power? This is very important. How do I position myself on the altar of fasting and prayer to receive this power? Number one, engage your heart. Let your heart be engaged. Let your heart be engaged. The platform on which power is released on the altar of fasting and prayer is an engagement of your heart. Praise God. Hallelujah. Jeremiah chapter number 30, verse number 20 to 21. Jeremiah chapter number 30, verse 20 to 21. Somebody is blessed. The Bible says that their children also shall be as aforetime, and their congregation shall be established. Oh, God bless you as you responded. He said that, and their nobles shall be of themselves, and their governor shall proceed from the midst of them. And I will cause him to draw near, and he shall approach unto me. For who is this that engages his heart to approach unto the Lord, says the Lord? What a blessing. I said, what a blessing. So you must understand that in approaching God, we approach him with heart. we approach him in what? Our hearts. Our heart. You engage your heart anytime you want to approach God so that power will be released. We don't come before him casually. We don't come before him anyhowly. But we come before him with our heart and heart engaged. Nobody engages his or her heart on the altar of prayer and remains the same. Praise God. And tonight, may your heart be engaged. Again, in Jeremiah 29, verse number 13. Jeremiah 29, verse 13. Somebody is blessed. He said, "And ye shall seek me and find me, when ye shall search for me with all." Now, the heart is not the organ. Eh? The heart is not what? The organ. No. The organ just pumps blood to the other parts of it. The heart is the engagement of your spirit, your soul, and your body. The heart is the engagement of all. Praise God. Your mind is alert. Your spirit is alive. Your heart is engaged. We don't approach God shabbily, as if you are praying, as if you are not praying. As if you are there, but your heart is not there. So you can imagine. It is not an engagement of heart. Some of us, you are praying, but your mind is at the house. You are thinking of what you are going to break with. If you have not even broke the fast yet. Praise God. So all the prayers we are praying, the mouth is speaking, but then the heart is somewhere. Because the mind is engaged somewhere. Praise God. When you do that, you don't receive anything. And power is not released. I have told you that I'm saying it again. If there is something you must pray for in this season, it is power. Because it takes power to get things done this year. The word of the Lord came to Zerubbabel. And he said, "Who art thou, O mountain, before Zerubbabel? But thou shalt become what? Plain. That shall become plain. And then he went on to say that this is not going to be by might nor by power, but it's going to be by what? By the Spirit of God. Let me tell you, you cannot get things done this year if you lack power. And I pray that as we come tonight, let your heart be engaged for power to be released. In the name of Jesus Christ, I see power being released over your destiny. In the name of Jesus. Now, so we must understand that you need to engage your heart. Now, this heart, as you engage, number two, must be pure. Must be hot. Pure. Must be pure. Must be pure. Psalm number 24, verse number 4 and 5. He said that who shall ascend to the hill of the Lord? And who shall dwell in the place? He that has a clean hands and what? Pure heart.
But remember from the beginning, who shall ascend to the hill of the Lord? Who? The condition is that he must have a clean hands and a pure heart. Who has not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully? He shall receive the blessings from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. So this heart that you are engaging must be hot, must be pure. Again, in Psalm number 66, verse 17 to 20. Psalm number 66, verse 17 to 20. The Bible says, I cried unto him with my mouth, and he was extolled with my tongue. Are you following me? If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. Are you here with me? Continue. But verily, God had heard me. He had attended to the voice of my prayer. What a blessing. Continue. Blessed be God, who had not turned away my prayer, nor his mercy from me. So what made God to hear his prayer and not turn his prayer away, nor his mercy away? We said that he did not regard iniquity. Iniquity. Anytime you come before him with iniquity in your heart, you don't receive his power. Are you with me? He said, the Lord heard me. I cried unto the Lord, and he heard me. What made him to hear him? Because his heart was free from what? Iniquity. What a blessing. I said, what a blessing. How then do we deal with iniquity in our heart? This is very important. Because we don't want to have an exercise of futility. We don't want to be praying and praying, and at the end of the day, Yamutu, nothing happened. 1 John chapter number 1, verse 8 and 9. He said, if we say that we have not sinned, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. Verse 9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Beloved, don't be hypocrite. When you know you have sinned, go and confess and stop harboring it. And stop doing what? When you know that you have missed the mark, you didn't do the right thing, don't pretend all is well and come before God and think all is well. He said, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and what? Just. Do you know why Jesus hates the hypocrites, the Pharisees? Because they pretend before men to be who they are not. Listen, let me give you this illustration. When you eat, sin is more like when you eat and you don't wash the bowl. No matter how long the bowl remains, it is still unwashed. Let it be 100 years. We will come back and the bowl is still hot. Anytime you sin, you have your bowl
that you ate in, which is unwashed inside you. So if you want to make the bowl clean, what do? And he says that we should confess our sin. So don't pretend that after eating, the bowl is still clean. Whilst you know you have not what? Washed. So if you approach God with unconfessed sins, you deny yourself the grace of receiving the power on the altar of prayer. Is somebody here with me? He said that if you sin, even though it is not expected for you to sin, but if you sin, there is a remedy. So don't sit down and harbor sins in your heart and still expect God to answer you within these 40 days. Somebody is blessed. Hallelujah. So we must understand this, that if we want to receive this power, our heart must be all engaged. And as we engage our heart, the heart must also be what? Pure. Pure. Devoid of bitterness. Devoid of envy, acrimonies. Devoid of all manner of issues, unforgiveness. 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 If you have all these things, you are in church, but you are not talking to someone. There's somebody that you have vowed that as for this person, I will not open my mouth and say even hello. And yet you are fasting. He said, if I regarded iniquity in my heart, the Lord would not have heard. I pray in the name of Jesus. Let every unforgiven sin be forgiven now. Praise God. Now, how do you sustain this heart so that it does not get into such situation? Psalm 119, verse number 9. Psalm 119, verse number 9. David said, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way by taking heed thereunto to thy word? How then do you sustain your heart from iniquity? How do you sustain your heart? He said that how can a young man be able to cleanse his way? The word of God is a cleansing agent that cleanses us from all unrighteousness. When you bathe yourself in the word daily, you consistently and constantly cleanse yourself from every unrighteousness. Praise God. In John 17, verse number 17, Jesus prayed. Jesus prayed. John 17:17. He said that sanctify them through thy truth. For thy word is what? True. So the word of God is a sanctifying agent. It is a cleansing material that you have to bathe yourself all the time. Anytime you feed on God's word, you are cleansing yourself. You are cleansing yourself. You are cleansing yourself. So that your heart will be ready to receive the power of God. Somebody is blessed. Hallelujah. Wow. Are you ready for this power? He said, he giveth power to the faint. And to them that have no might, he increases their strength. If Jesus, who is fully man and fully God, could not have accomplished anything had it not been the fact that he was empowered. And I don't know about you. I pray that this year, may your heart be ready and prepared for this power. Somebody is blessed. Let me just give you one more and then we close. One more. How do you position yourself? Number two. So the first one, as I said, the heart is in two forms. You must engage, that is A, and then B, it must be hot, pure. So this is number two. Number two, you must be specific in your prayers. Be hot. Be hot. Throughout this season, be specific. Don't just be praying anyhow, anyway. Be specific. Don't pray too many prayers. And here we want to give yourself at least 7 prayer points every week. 7 what? Every week. Specific 7 prayer points. Don't be praying so many prayers and yet not having answers. Be specific. Tell somebody, be specific. Amen. Until you are specific with your prayer need, you know, God doesn't answer to ambiguities. He doesn't answer to ambiguity. I mean, you can't make the situation so blurry and expect God to know what is wrong with you. No. It's talking about the blind Bartimaeus. Mark, give me Mark 10, 42, 46. Give me Mark 10, 46, yeah. He said that, and they came to Jericho, and as he went out of this of Jericho with his disciples, a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on what? All right. And many charged him that he should hold his peace. And he cried the more a great deal, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, be of good comfort, arise, he called thee. Now look at verse number 15. And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. So even before he could get to Jesus, the Bible says he did what? He cast off the garment. And what does it mean? It means that I'm not going back to where I used to be. Now let's continue. Then Jesus answered and said unto him, everybody go, what wilt thou that I should do? Specific. So do you want to say that Jesus didn't see that he was blind? No, Jesus didn't know he was blind. But specifically, what do you want me to do for you? This year, what do you want God? Every week, I want you to outline specific prayer point. What you need God to do for you. 7 prayer points every week. And pray with specific. Father, this year, I want to see the manifestation of my marital destiny. Father, this year, I want to see the manifestation of my enviable job. That miracle conception, I want to see. Father, this year, you can even give dates. By the end of August, after Pastor has celebrated his birthday, may I also get married. Isn't that a good deal? Specific. Father, this year, may I obtain that scholarship? And and travel outside, I see God making it. Praise God. Jesus said that hitherto you have been with me, but you have not asked anything. That statement is so serious. He was with the disciples, oh, but he said that they have not heard, asked of him anything. So it was possible that all the things they were asking was about the issue, but what was not the specific thing they need. You can pray about the thing, but not pray specifically on the issue. Within these 40 days, I pray that may your prayer be specific, straightforward. Don't beat about the bush. Don't beat about what? Be specific. And you see the mighty hand of God in your life. Somebody's blessed. Be on your feet. No, you are not clapping for me. Hallelujah. Raise your hands. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for the second day. Your word says, on the second day, you will revive me. This day, I pray. If there is anything, any unconfessed sin, Father, by your mercy, forgive. Father, if I have regarded iniquity in my heart, oh God, I plead the blood. In the name of Jesus, forgive me, position me for every predetermined destination of my life this year. Father, I pray that let my heart be free from sin and iniquity in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Come on, raise your voice and pray. Father, be merciful. Father, be merciful. Father, be merciful. Take away every sin, every iniquity, anything that we have harbored. Father, we plead the blood. Father, by your word, cleanse us, O God. Father, wash us, O God, from every sin, any hypocrisy. Father, any bitterness, any unforgiveness, in the name of Jesus. Father, by the blood, rid my heart from every sin. Rid my heart in the name of Jesus. If there is any sin hidden, search me, O God. Search me, O God. Father, search through my heart. Know my thoughts. If there is any sin in me, Father, forgive. Father, forgive. Father, forgive. In the name of Jesus. Raise your voice. Raise your voice. Raise your voice. In the name of Jesus. As you go home, you will go and continue. Raise your hands and say, Father.
Father,
let
your divine power
for supernatural accomplishments
this year. this year.
Be released over my life.
Be released over my life.
And deal me with power.
And deal me with power.
To make things happen.
To make things happen.
To get things done.
To get things done.
This year.
This year.
In my life.
In my life.
And the life of your church.
The life of your church.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of
Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. He give a power to the family. And to them that are no mind, he increases their strength. Raise your voice. Let the power of God be released upon you. Let the power of God be released upon you. Raise your voice. Rakaya da 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 da. Open your mouth, Father, and deal me with power from on high. And deal me with power from on high. And deal me with power from on high. Open your mouth and say, power to burn and shine. Power to burn and shine. Power to fulfill my destiny. Open your mouth. Let it be released over your life. Power to make things happen. To get work done. Raise your voice. Raise your voice. Come on. I don't know what you want to see. Raise your voice. Power to make things done. In the name of Jesus. Listen, we are praying our last prayer. Listen. No matter how you complain, no matter how you murmur, no matter how even how much you talk, without power you cannot get anything done. Amen.
Amen.
Let me tell you, if you want to get anything done this year, you need the power. Listen, no matter how you holler, you yell, if you lack power, you lack everything.
That's right.
That is what I want you to understand. Listen, you can pose as president-elect. If the people have not given you power, all you will do, it doesn't, nobody recognizes you. Amen. Shadow president. Nobody recognizes you. Is somebody here? You may have all the good ideas. Eh? You may have all the good ideas, but without power, you can't implement them.
That's right.
Is somebody here with me?
Yeah.
We want to lift up. I don't know what you want to see done this year. You are praying that, Father, endue me with power for accomplishment.
In the name of Jesus.
And I want you to be serious. Say, Father.
Father.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Endue me with power.
Endue me with power.
For supernatural accomplishment.
For supernatural accomplishment.
Endue me with power.
Endue me with power.
To make things happen in my life this year.
To make things happen in my life.
To get things done in my life this year.
To get things done in my life this year.
Power.
Power.
To work.
To work.
For manifestation,
for manifestation
of every prophetic word,
of every prophetic word,
predetermined destiny of my life,
predetermined destiny of my
power,
power
for fulfillment,
for fulfillment.
Open your mouth and pray. Raise your voice. I wish you can pray better. I wish you can pray better. Raise your voice, pray. Father, and fill me with power from on high. Raise your voice. Raise your voice. Raise your voice. It takes power for movement to take place. It takes power for planes to take off. Rest of raise your voice, raise your voice, raise your voice. Lift up your voice, Shanda Katuba. Right. Raise your hands. Whatever that needs to be accomplished and get done this year, receive the power for it.
In the name of Jesus.
In your life. Receive the power to marry.
In the name of Jesus.
Receive the power to travel.
In the name of Jesus.
Receive the power to live an overcoming life.
In the name of Jesus.
Receive the power to accomplish great feats.
In the name of Jesus.
Now, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Power to conceive.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Powers to start that business.
In the name of Jesus.
Receive it now.
I receive it.
Before every plane can take off, there is a power that exudes. Before there is a movement of any vehicle, there is a power that pushes it. May the Holy Spirit empower your life.
In the name of Jesus.
For a continuous and constant move.
In the name of Jesus.
And a great takeoff.
In the name of Jesus.
In the year 2021.
In the name of Jesus.
Come on, celebrate God for answered prayer. Come on, give Him praise for answered prayer. Hallelujah. What a blessing.
We trust that you've been blessed with the word of God. We would like to have you worship with us at Miracle Manor Church, Top High, off Tech Junction Road, behind Love FM. Call us on 0244-991294 or 0209-959090. Miracle Manor Church, manna fed, manna satisfied.